T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Midday Show with Rick and John. Slice of Live, 1040 every day. And the Slice of Live is brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. What is your Mount Rushmore of rap or hip-hop albums? And this comes from a little back and forth on Twitter that I saw yesterday. Devondre Campbell sends out, Illmatic is the greatest rap album of all time, with Ready to Die and It Takes a Nation of Millions being a close second and third. He says, facts, so don't debate me. Brian Poole says, all I'm saying is Thug Motivation 101 somewhere on there. So I saw this and I'm like, that's dope. And I want to take it to the air. And so we will in our slice of life as 3.25 white dudes offer up our favorite hip hop albums of all time.
Man, this is tough. Like, you see, I have a list, and every time I just think, I'm just adding more to the list of who the top four.
I just asked John, where's the Tupac album on there?
Oh, there's one on there. Actually, there's like three on there. And I'm the problem is, what do you consider a classic, a Mount Rushmore-ish type album? Is it one that 20 years later or 25 years later, you can still hit play and just go, all right,
yes,
that's the one.
That's my answer.
Is it one that you go, this changed the way hip-hop was done? I mean, there were albums that were done that music was going one way, and then a different artist came out, and then everybody kind of took what they did and ran with it. That's another way to look at it. For me, it's kind of a combination of all. What they said, how replayable are they years later, how many classic hits did they have off of them. So I kind of, again, I've got a ton of them down. Three of them were easy for me. The fourth one is still very tough to come by. So what are your Mount Rushmore?
Hold on just a second here. So let's prioritize. Mm-hmm. John Michaels he's known as John Everyword Michaels because mm-hmm. he knows every word to every hip-hop and R&B song. Let's start with you.
No, I was going to say save the best for last.
Okay, we can do that then. All right, so here goes. I've got two Public Enemy albums. I've got an NWA album, and I can't decide between Doggy Style and Chronic, because if I go Doggy Style, why didn't you go Chronic? If I go Chronic, why didn't you go Doggy Style? So can I do like just a merging?
Nope.
Okay.
You got to do
then
four.
I'm going Doggy Style.
Okay.
Then.
Mount Rushmore is four. So what are the two Public Enemy albums?
All right. So It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. M.O. hit Night of the Living Bassheads. What? This will be dope in 2317. Mm-hmm. And he's just going with the instrumental right here, but Night of the Living Bassheads is just, it's my favorite rap song of all time. So what? It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Unbelievable album. I love old school hip hop. That's right. Kind of, I was in college and just out of college, and that actually, John, cut through The Grateful Dead Abyss.
Okay.
Public Enemy and NWA, which I'll get to. Now, Fear of a Black Planet. I absolutely love this album. And my favorite song in this album is Burn, Hollywood Burn. John's doing a little chicken necking in here.
You can't go wrong with that.
Now, the key with these two jams, and the reason I love Public Enemy, they're my favorite hip-hop artist or group of all time, the beats.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck D's the man, Flavor Flav's the man, but Terminator X, to me, well, hold on. To me, him and Dre are right there with the beats. But Terminator X, it's just so funky and it's kind of hard, mm-hmm. and he infused a lot of rock and roll into their beats, and so I thought that stuff was dope. Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, give me a break.
One of the most influential albums of the history of music, not just hip-hop, music in general.
And you can run down the songs. They're all classic. Like you said, John, Tonight at the Boathouse, may go to charity. Hey, it might be a little strong for her. But anyway, you can play it to this day. And speaking of Doggy Style by Snoop, mm-hmm. that is my fourth in my Mount Rushmore. Just last night, Charity and me were kicking it in the boathouse. And she played a Drake song. She loves God's Plan. That's like her jam right now. So she played that. And then the next song she played, you are going to be playing it here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the song again?
Ain't No Fun.
Yeah. Ain't No Fun, and there's a whole lot of different lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, and I don't know the vast array of all hip-hop, It's the dirtiest song I've ever heard. As in, like, raunchy.
Uncle Luke and the 2 Live Crew would tend to disagree with everything.
I haven't heard their jams in a long, long time.
They, 1986, I mean, they got arrested on stage in 1990 because their songs were too profane. So that'll tell you where it's changed. Mark Owens, Mount Rushmore hip-hop albums.
And I'm going to go ahead and apologize for how white I really am, but... See, I go back to, I don't think so much about the lyrics, but the time of my life when these came out. I love the double album from Outkast.
Oh,
Speaker Box Love Below
is a classic.
Fantastic.
Changed the way music was done.
2003 once that one came out. Probably the hardest one on my list is 1999 Eternal from Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Because my brother Sam loved that in high school. So every morning driving to Harrison High School, I had to hear that every single morning. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got ingrained in my head whether I wanted it to or not. Anything Beastie Boys, especially anything off of Ill Communication, big fan of that one. And then this one, because it was so surprising what a hit it really was.
Oh, yeah.
1999 Eminem Slim Shady LP. Wow, white guys can rap.
Very well.
But that Slim Shady LP was strong.
Yeah. Preacher Man, you're Mount Rushmore. And I know this one's going to be classic. You're Mount Rushmore of hip-hop albums.
Well, I'm old, so, you know, I'm almost as old as Rick. But my, you know, my Mount Rushmore goes back to my childhood. You know, Run DMC, Beastie Boys.
License to Ill.
Absolutely. NWA, back in the day. I mean, that, you know, we all played that in my youth.
Oh, yeah.
And another one for my youth is Kool Moe Dee.
Nice. A Kool Moe Dee pull.
I love Kool Moe Dee as a kid.
Can't go wrong with any of those.
Yeah.
Now, again, my list is very cumbersome, but I'm just going to give you the four. Number one for me is Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. It's the greatest rap album to me ever. You can put that on today, one through, I think it's 15 songs, and just let it play. From the G-Funk intro to the G-Funk outro, this is Dr. Dre, the Chronic. But that's okay. That's on there as well. That's nothing but
you
the
have Doggy
thing.
Style and Chronic on
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
I like it.
The song from Doggy Style is this one. Just the smoothest, coolest beat maybe in the history of music.
And a lot of lyrics you don't want youngins to hear.
Yeah, this is actually the radio version because there's just no lyrics that you're allowed to play from this one. Biggie Smalls' first album, Ready to Die, would also be on there. I don't know how you could stay away from that. I'm not sure how much more you can play of this, Mark. You may want to go ahead and pull that down.
Super duper Clorox clean version.
Yeah, and here's where it's tough. I've got Run DMC. I've got Big Daddy Kane. It's a Big Daddy thing. Two albums from Tribe Called Quest. Nice. Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders.
Oh, Low End Theory. I forgot about that
Machiavelli,
one.
All Eyes on Me by Tupac. Urban Legend by T.I., Death Certificate, Ice Cube, Jay-Z with Reasonable Doubt, Nas, Illmatic, Wu-Tang, Enter the 36 Chambers, Outkast, Stankonia. But I got to go with Jay-Z's The Blueprint.
Really?
The Blueprint is, to me, the best Jay-Z album, and that would be number four on my list. And
what year did that come out?
2002, 2004, somewhere in there. But, yeah, The Blueprint was unbelievable.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 3.25 White Dudes coming up with our Mount Rushmore of hip-hop albums.
We've got some great texts coming in on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full.
Love
one of the
all-time
classics. All right, there's so many that are coming in here. A lot of people say Illmatic, All Eyes on Me, 8-Ball and MJG. I mean, there's tons of them. We appreciate the texts. Keep them coming in. We'll keep talking about this throughout the duration of the program, but we've got a real treat coming up next from Fox Sports. You hear him, and when he's on a call, Twitter goes ablaze with a Gus Johnson alert. Yes, Gus Johnson from Fox Sports next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.